This is Audible.
According to my readings, we're now travelling at 67 kilometres an hour.
Woohoo.
This is two above what this train's top speed is supposed to be. It's a lovely piece of engineering.
I knew it.
What?
You really are a train spotter. I bet you've got a little notebook. And I bet you licked the pencil before you write in it.
You have to admit, this is the way to travel.
Yeah, it's been a good trip. Beach trundling across the Pennines in something that looks like a recycled bus with a bunch of kids three seats back throwing chips at your head.
You paint such a vivid picture.
Oh, I wish I could listen to my MP3, though.
You know why not?
Yeah, yeah. It's 1898, and the consequences for the timeline could be disastrous.
Do you want to get something to eat?
I'm still full from lunch. Might go up to the observation car in a bit and chill out.
Suit yourself.
I wish I could just get a packet of crisps. Have crisps been invented yet?
They have, but the airtight crisp packet hasn't. Don't invent it early while I'm away.
I wasn't gonna.
How did you get in here?
Knock the guard out, pick the lock. Sorry, I hope you weren't expecting anything more original.
What do you want?
Now you're pretending there isn't a really blatantly obvious thing that I'd want. Well, I'm sorry, but I know it's here. If you show me where it is, I promise not to shoot you in the foot.
Excuse me, sir. Could you pass the salt?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Is this your first journey on the electric railway?
As a matter of fact, I came here just to ride it.
Ah, though I hope you will take advantage of what else Stockholm has to offer during your visit.
Oh, of course. I hear Mr. Strindberg has a new play.
Yes, the king greatly admires it and invited Mr. Strindberg to the court to discuss his art. I was fortunate enough to be present.
You know the king?
I acquire art on His Majesty's behalf, his donations to the city's museums, and works intended for display at his own residences.
What a tremendously interesting job.
I can only agree. I consider myself doubly fortunate because the king's tastes converge with my own, so I am never required to purchase anything gauche. Are you interested in art? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm the doctor.
Simonson. Frederick Simonson.
Excuse me, sorry.
Do you mind?
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Karen? Oh, Lucy. Oh, fancy seeing you here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a turn-up. I thought you were dead.
Who told you that? No, I'm super. Never been better.
I must have misheard.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, Karen's dead does sound a lot like Karen's in Sweden in the late 1890s, doesn't it?
Oh, look over there.
What? Oh, can't believe I fell for that. Stop it!
Not dissimilar to Bernini's work at St. Peter's. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, yes. Most impressive. The energy is remarkable, streets ahead of any of his contemporaries.
Ah, now, there we disagree. I have devoted a great deal of time and a certain amount of His Majesty's money into my personal quest to elevate recognition of a man who I feel is perhaps Italy's greatest. You may not have heard of him. Very few have.
Quite possibly. I don't claim to be an expert.
Claudio Tardelli. Is the name familiar?
Yeah, it is. But I thought there were very few surviving examples of his work.
Sadly, yes. However, I am determined to locate those remaining examples and bring them together.
Do you have many?
Oh, very little. Two paintings and a statue. Though, as a matter of chance, I am on my way back from acquiring another, an entirely unique...
Mr. Simonson!
Yes, what is it?
My apologies, sir, but we have a thief aboard the train.
Oops. Sorry, mate. You were coming on a hover platform or something.
Thought I'd get into the spirit of the times. Anyway, it's less conspicuous.
Not quite as easy to jump onto from a moving train, though.
Oh, not you, too.
Yes, me too. Sorry we can't stop and chat. Places to go, prices, artifacts to sell. You did get it, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get out of here.
Mr. Simonson, I have some experience in matters like this. I'd be happy to help in any way I can to retrieve the piece.
I appreciate the offer, Doctor, but it isn't necessary. I have no reason to believe the piece is at risk, as it was never on this train. They have stolen a decoy.
Ah. So where is the genuine article?
Oh, I prefer not to reveal that.
Yes, of course.
Though, to return to our previous conversation, I do have something that may be of interest. Here, photographic reproductions of our other Tardelli pieces. Mm. The gentleman from whom I purchased the new piece was keen to see that I was sincere in my intention to present it as part of a collection of the artist's work.
You mean they aren't yet on display?
Oh, His Majesty intends to display them at Drottningholm Palace after the renovations. Though that may take some years. I'm encouraging him to lend them to the National Museum in the meantime. This work wasn't known to exist until I purchased it 4 years ago.
Yes, certainly remarkable. Who's the subject?
Monsignor Pedro de Foix Montoya.
Oh, yes. Rather a rude fellow.
Here, look at the other. Even in monochrome, one can appreciate the subtlety of the composition.
Ah, yes.
This is a rare item indeed. It would be, even if the artist's works were all still in existence. He painted very few classical scenes. The client will have requested this. It wouldn't have been his own choice.
No, he wasn't interested in the past.
Oh, quite so. Now, this, however, appears to be an homage to Botticelli's Venus and Mars.
I wonder what he'd have thought of it. Fascinating.
Though not as fascinating, I think, as this. His only known figurative sculpture.
Good grief.
I'm very keen to have this one put on display. I don't think it's an understatement to claim that it could revolutionize our view of art history. I feel it's closer to... I mean, the approach of it is more...
Abstract?
Yes, indeed. That's the very word. I think that in today's climate it may find favor, if not here, then perhaps in Paris.
Mr. Simonson, you're a man of rare insight.
Thank you.
Oh. Next time we rob a train, we do it sometime after the invention of the motorbike. I'm not cut out for all this Butch Cassidy stuff.
Have you got the diamond?
Yeah. It's not like any diamond I've ever seen, though. And I used to work in Elizabeth Duke.
That's because it isn't a diamond. It got called a diamond by people too primitive to understand what it really is.
Oi! I don't understand what it really is.
I've told you, Karen, I don't do apologies. Now feed the horse.
What about food for me? This isn't what I signed up for, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. But the payday will be worth it. Or it would be if you'd stolen the right one.
What do you mean?
This is a fake. You've stolen a fake.
What? Look, this isn't my fault. You said...
Yes, yes, I know. Relax. I thought this might happen. The decoy was a pretty obvious ploy on their part.
So why did I just risk life and limb for it?
Because compared to whatever we're going to have to do next, that was a doddle.
Oh.
Now, there you are. Where you been?
You heard something got nicked, yeah?
I did hear about a nicking that had taken place, yes?
You'll never guess who it was.
Adam Worth?
No.
AJ Raffles?
Actually, I'm just going to tell you. It's Karen.
Karen who?
Karen, who I briefly worked with.
Is it ringing any bells?
In an alien war machine.
Oh, her. But she was dead, wasn't she?
Well, I never saw the body. I didn't want to.
Well, what's she doing here now?
Well, I was going to ask, but she pushed me over and ran away. I went after her and I saw her jump off the train onto a horse, and that headhunter was riding the horse.
Oh, she must have rescued Karen and brought her back.
Yeah, I worked that bit out. But they seem to be working together. The guard heard I'd been chasing after Karen and told me she'd nicked something from the train, quizzed me about how I knew her. What did she take?
A work by the obscure 17th century artist Claudio Tardelli.
Must have been a small one. She only had a little rucksack, so what, is it valuable?
Invaluable. Those who know about him will pay a lot for his work. But Tardelli's obscure because I've done my level best to keep him obscure.
Oh, you're not a fan of his?
Well, that's putting it mildly. I encountered him on a visit to Rome and realized that wherever his works were displayed, they warped the fabric of reality. They changed the people who looked at them.
How'd you manage that?
He wasn't human, despite appearances. He was trying to gain influence over the Pope. I had him discredited, but he got away. I think he washed up in Florence. Since then, I've destroyed any examples of his work I can find.
Oh, blimey! You've trashed valuable paintings.
That's how dangerous they are. And I'm very worried that King Oscar has some at home.
Why?
He's highly respected on the international scene as a fair and unbiased arbitrator. If he's influenced by Tardelli's paintings, that's a bad thing.
This couldn't have been a painting. Well, maybe a very small one.
A miniature.
That's what I said.
He didn't do miniatures.
Well, I don't know what he did, but that bag didn't have a painting in it.
When I heard one of his works was here, I was concerned. And now the headhunter's trying to steal it, I'm more concerned. I can't let it fall into the wrong hands. In fact, I can't let it fall into any hands.
So, what are you saying?
We are going to steal it first.
You're kidding?
Nope.
Well, this is a new one.
What time do you have?
5 to 5.
Let's walk.
I like this. They should build more palaces on islands. They should build more cities on islands, actually. It's cool.
I can't relax knowing those paintings are in there.
So how are we going to get them out? What, hop in there with the TARDIS?
No, we need to know exactly where they're stored. We can't land in the TARDIS and start poking around. We'll attract attention.
Yeah, that ship of yours does make a racket.
Oh, I'm sorry, but there's no way to make the rending of the space-time continuum any quieter. Assuming the new piece is going to be stored in the same place, I think we can get them all in one maneuver. But you need to get us some information first.
Oh, look.
What?
There's the Doctor and Lucy.
Where?
Don't look now! Nobody's going to recognise us. Just act casual.
Can I look yet?
No! Concentrate on the job in hand. The guard standing on the east wall there, what about him?
No good. He's the one who was looking after it on the train. He knows my face.
What about the one going up the steps?
Never seen him before.
Any news?
No.
Oh, I don't like it.
It was bound to happen.
Well, these days, yes. Time was nobody stole from His Majesty. Tried to assassinate him, yeah. But steal? Oof, it's unpatriotic.
Come on, mate. Turn around. Yep, that's right. Look this way. I don't have to do this twice.
Miss? Are you all right, miss?
What? Who said that?
I did, miss.
I can't see you. Are you a common crook? Please take what you want, but don't hurt me.
Don't panic, miss. You're safe with me. I'm a member of the Royal Guard.
Oh, thank heavens. I just suddenly came over terribly faint.
Shall I get a doctor?
No. Stay with me.
Yes, of course.
You're being awfully good. And, oh, gosh, I can see you now. You seem to be a very pleasant gentleman.
Thank you.
I would feel a great deal better if I could get some food. Could you help me make my way to a restaurant?
I'm really supposed to be.
Please, kind sir. I'm afraid I shall fall again without your assistance. Could you help me up?
Yes, miss. Of course.
Now what do we do? That was my god.
This might work for us, actually. Let's see how it pans out.
They're going to mess this up for us.
Not as much as we're going to mess it up for them.
More wine?
Oh, I probably... This is all very generous of you, Miss Palmer Tompkinson.
Oh, it's the least I can do. Please, tell me more about your work. It's most fascinating.
It's very responsible and all completely secret, you understand.
No, I suppose you have to defend the King's life.
And his family, his guests and his property. He's not here at the moment, but that doesn't mean we can relax. Not for a second. I mean... There's less of us around, for a start. Most of the guard are with him.
Where is he?
He's at Drottningholm, making plans to renovate it. But we're still all on alert. He's got a valuable new artwork arriving tomorrow night.
Blimey. Really?
It's small, so it could easily be stolen. There's been one attempt already, but our boys fooled them.
Golly. It's small, you say?
Yes. I haven't seen it, but it's a diamond. About so big.
That's terribly large for a diamond.
Yes, sorry. I mean, it's not a real diamond. It's the shape of a diamond, and it's a sort of shiny black. That's why they call it the Black Diamond.
Oh, how terribly interesting. And I suppose it's your job to get it into your vault. I assume you have a vault for such things?
Oh, of course. If an artwork's not on display, it's essential to keep it safe in a vault.
Good evening.
Lord Smythe. Anders, this is my guardian, Lord Smythe.
Oh,
Good evening, sir. I was just...
Yes?
I was just admiring the palace, and I had a turn. This young man assisted me, and I treated him to a meal to show my gratitude.
You shouldn't be associating with young men unescorted.
Oh, for sure. He's a member of the Royal Guard. The king would trust him with his life.
Yes, sir. I should get back to my duties, Lord Smythe. Miss Palmer Tomkinson.
Miss Palmer Tomkinson?
Yeah, I got a bit carried away. Oh, my throat is killing me. I've been doing my posh voice for an hour.
And did you achieve anything?
Just found out what it is, and when it's arriving, and where it's going. That's all.
Excellent!
I know I am.
Excuse me?
Yes, miss?
Could you help me? I'm lost.
Certainly. Where are you trying to get to?
Oh, well, if you could just direct me to...
Help me get him out of sight.
No sign of Lucy.
We'll have to deal with her later.
Did you have to hit him so hard?
Yes. They don't fall unconscious unless you hit them pretty hard.
Why don't you use that stuff that you put on a hanky and hold over someone's mouth?
Because a good whack over the head is easier, more reliable, and above all, cheaper. Prop him against the wall.
We're going to do this here.
Unless you can think of a way of getting him up to the hotel room unconscious without anyone noticing or querying it, then yes. Can you? Think of a way?
No.
There you go. Don't say I never consult you. Here, put this on his head.
The black diamond?
That's what he said.
I wonder what the headhunter wants with it.
Maybe they're just looking to flog it.
I doubt it'll be that simple.
Typical. I was daft to think it would be. Well, here's to crime. Cheers.
Cheers. But it's not crime.
It is really, though. However you dress it up and go on about the greater good, we're still nicking something.
It's quite possible to be a morally sound thief. Look at Robin Hood.
You're going to tell me you're at his wedding now, aren't you?
Don't be silly. Robin wasn't really the Marian kind.
Oh, forget I said anything. Let's just get on with the plan.
Yeah, let's get back to the hotel. I need to test some equipment.
Are you nearly done?
Nearly. Tomorrow, when you see me, you won't remember me, but you will accept that I am Elizabeth of Bohemia, a terribly important aristocrat, and you will vouch that you've seen my credentials. Yes?
I obey.
Why do people always say that when they're hypnotized?
It's the default setting on most mind probes. You can choose what response the subject gives you.
So you can change it?
Yes, watch. Anders, do you understand your instructions?
I am your servant.
Can you change it to anything?
Oh, yes. You understand your instructions completely?
Cream. Cheese.
Oh, let me have a go.
We don't have time. Anders, we're going to go now. You'll stay here for 2 minutes, then you'll come to your senses and return to the palace. You'll forget you spoke to us. The trigger phrase is Elvis Presley.
Why Elvis Presley?
He won't be born for another 37 years, so I doubt anyone else is likely to say it to him. When Karen or I use the trigger phrase, you'll do as we say. Oh, and don't forget your bag, yes?
Cream. Cheese.
Good boy.
Lucy? Lucy, I need you to come and test this.
I'm knackered. I want to go to bed.
I know you're a spoil sport. It's taking me hours to build.
Oh, boys and their toys.
Now, pick something up. Anything. That book will do.
Right.
Now, walk towards me. Now, don't look at me. Just keep looking at the wall and stop when you get here.
Okay.
Right. Now, have you still got the book?
Yep.
What about now?
Oh, no.
It's because I've got it. Look.
All right. How did you do it?
As a sort of feedback loop. It feeds your brain a false impression of what's around you. The room looks the same as it did the moment I turned the machine on, so you didn't see me step in front of you and take the book out of your hand.
Oh, that is pretty cool, actually.
Cool, it may be, but it's only got a very short range. So I'm going to have to get close to the guards before I can use it.
And how are we going to do that?
Now, your little act with the guardsman there has given me an idea.
Is everything proceeding well?
As far as I know, Mr. Simonson. Oh, there's a young lady to see you. She says she has something for sale.
Tell her I'll meet her tomorrow.
Oh, she says she has to return to England in the morning, and she says it's something you'll definitely be interested in.
Is it a tanner?
Oh, she didn't say, sir.
Hmm. Well, I suppose I have 10 minutes or so. Where is she?
Waiting outside. The item's on the back of her carriage.
Thank you. Good evening, Miss...
Palmer Tomkinson. And you are?
Frederick Simonson. I understand you have something to sell as a matter of urgency.
Yes. I've just received word that my father is ill. And I was eager to offer you the opportunity to purchase this item.
Might I examine it?
Of course. But could a couple of your fellows unload the blue box, please?
Do as she asks. Does it have some historical significance, or...
That's not the point of interest, Mr. Simonson. But thank you. This is the point of interest. After you?
In there?
Indeed.
Good heavens!
Yes, you see?
What's the scale? Remarkable.
Is it some form of optical illusion?
No, no. I don't pretend to understand it myself. In fact, that's why I brought it to you. Oh. I hear your king is a keen patron of the sciences.
Indeed he is.
My family acquired this item some years ago. We don't know where it came from. We hope to pass it on to someone who might be able to look into that. We're not asking for a great deal of money. We'd just like it to go to the right people. Sadly, we've had little interest at home.
I have no doubt that the king will be tremendously excited at this acquisition. If we withdraw to the palace, I shall discuss a price with you.
Oh, that is good news. I'm a little concerned about leaving it out here. Is it possible for you to put it into your vault?
Oh, of course. I'll have it moved down there immediately.
Good evening, madam.
I think the king is expecting me.
His Majesty isn't at home.
What?
He isn't at home.
This is an outrage.
Madam.
I received a letter from the king himself inviting me to enjoy the hospitality of the palace whilst we discuss his support for the introduction of a tripartite monarchy in Bohemia.
Oh.
Don't you know who I am? I am Elizabeth of Bohemia. I have travelled to Stockholm specifically to meet with King Oscar.
As I say, he's not at home.
Fine. Then I'll wait. Bring my bags, would you?
Yeah, it's me. He bought it. Literally. They're bringing the TARDIS down now.
I know, I can see on the scanner.
Oh, of course. I'm not thinking. You've locked the door, yeah? I don't want anyone sticking their head in and seeing you.
Of course.
Are you going to have time to grab the other pieces before the diamond arrives?
Not sure I'll be able to do much about the statue. It's about 12 feet tall, so I'd have to materialize around it. I'll make a note of the coordinates. Maybe we can come back to it. I can take the paintings now, though.
Oh, I better go. I've got to talk money with Simonson.
Karen?
Yeah?
Where are you?
On the roof.
What are you doing up there? The roof isn't exactly the quickest route to the cellar.
Too many guards on the ground floor. I was losing time. Anyway, I know what I'm doing. I've seen the schematic. I know this building back to front.
And upside down, apparently.
Trust me, I can get down there before him.
Then you'd better get on with it.
Over and out.
Please don't say things like that.
This is tremendously generous, Mr. Simonson.
Not at all. It seems to me a very fair price for a wholly unique item.
Papa will be positively delighted.
Come in.
Oh, hello again.
Oh, hello, miss. Mr. Simonson, could we have your assistance with a small situation, sir?
Of what nature, Anders?
A lady has arrived. Elizabeth of Bohemia. She's been invited by His Majesty to discuss a political matter. She showed me her letter and identity papers.
The king won't be returning until Monday afternoon.
I informed her of that, and she declared her intent to wait for him.
Well, I'm afraid that's not possible. That's the king's decision.
Could you talk to her, sir? She might listen to you. She's waiting in the library.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Miss Palmer Tomkinson's item has been stored in the vault.
Excellent.
If you'll excuse me, I should assist with the arrival of the new acquisition.
Thank you.
This is rather above and beyond the call of duty, isn't it, Mr. Simonson?
Oh, I'm quite accustomed to it. When one works for the king, one represents the king. I don't suppose you're familiar with this woman, Elizabeth of Bohemia?
No, I don't believe... Oh,
Oh, hello.
Elizabeth of Bohemia, I presume.
Oh, you do know her?
In passing. Excuse me, Mr. Simonson.
Did I detect some acrimony between you and Miss Palmer Tomkinson?
Palmer Tomkinson? I would warn you against associating with her. Her family are of lower quality than they claim.
Really? Well, she seemed terribly charming. But I don't wish to stain His Majesty's name by connecting him with anyone inappropriate.
I'd certainly describe her as inappropriate. I'm sorry, and you are?
Is that the diamond?
Yeah.
It's to go in this case.
Why?
Because if anyone's seen it on the way here and breaks into the vault, then they'll know what to rob, won't they? So we're changing the case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now hand it over.
Lucy, not now.
The headhunt was here, at the palace.
Predictable, I suppose. What's she doing?
Posing as some posh bird from Central Europe.
Well, if she's trying to play the long con, then she's made a mistake. I've got the paintings. I'm just waiting for the guards.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Is your gadget all set up? Yeah, I wasn't gonna forget.
I've got to go. They're coming.
You know, there's gonna be a permanent detail at Dropningholm. I might ask the captain if I can get transferred out there.
What for?
Fresh air, wide open spaces, and no tourists gawping at you when you're trying to do your job.
Now, wouldn't you miss the city? What was that? I don't know. Where's the diamond?
Here in my... Where is it?
You must have dropped it.
Well, I couldn't have. Quick, let's retrace our steps. It's got to be here somewhere.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, miss! You shouldn't be down here. You stop her. I'll track back.
Who is it?
Me. Open up. Oh, slam the door in my face, don't you? So, did you get it?
Yes. You know, those poor guards are probably going to get blamed for this.
You big softy.
I'll think of a way to compensate them.
Let's see it then.
Oh, yes. Here it is.
Oh. I'd expected something a bit more impressive.
Yeah, actually, me too.
What's so special about it?
I'm not sure. It's not Tardelli's usual style at all. Be careful looking into it. It may have unusual properties.
Really?
Hold it for a moment.
What are you doing?
Testing its resonance. This is made of celluloid.
You mean like old film?
Yes. I don't think this is the real thing. I think this is the decoy that Karen stole from the train.
So how did it get here? And where's the real one? Psst! Anders, over here!
Another one? How did you get down here? Now look!
Elvis Presley!
What are your instructions?
This is fun. Come here. Did you get a chance to switch the fake diamond with the real one?
Yes.
Wicked. All right, then. Give me the real one. Oh, now that is proper. Look at it shine. Actually, tell you what would be more useful. If you could escort me out and pretend I'm your prisoner, yeah?
Cream cheese.
Nice one. Let's... What's that?
I don't know.
Let's get out of here.
Good grief.
What is it?
The statue, it's moving. In fact, it's moved. It just walked out of the door.
Matt!
We'll have to deal with it later, though. Right now, we just have to hope that the headhunter and Karen haven't left the building.
Where are we going?
I'm going to try and take us to the main hall. Only a short hop should be able to manage.
I can't hear it anymore. Do you think we lost it?
Yes.
Do you actually agree with me, or are you just saying that because you're my servant? Actually, don't answer that. Nearly there. Oh! Not them again! I really think that TARDIS counts as cheating.
Hand it over, Karen.
Yeah, or what? Anders, you hold them off while I get out of here.
Cream cheese.
They've hypnotised him, I should have realised.
Yeah, that was really dumb of you. Ta-da!
Surrender or suffer the consequences.
Doctor, behind you! There's a sword on the wall!
Well, have at ya! Lucy, she's probably heading for the south exit.
I'm on the case! I am most displeased with this situation, Mr. Simonson.
I will have an envoy sent to Drottningholm tonight to inform His Majesty.
Oi, boss!
Karen?
Oh, not you again.
Give me the yes, yes.
All right, then. Catch.
Oh, good grief. You throw like a girl.
Sorry.
Don't let her get the diamond!
Yoink! Oh, got it. See you later, losers.
Interesting. Looks like a simple silicate-based creature, so... There.
Why didn't you do that earlier?
I didn't want to risk hitting you.
Oh.
Excuse me, Lady Elizabeth, but what...
Oh,
what?
Shut up! Come on, Karen.
Brilliant! I'll pay you whatever you want to take
I'm
me to...
I'm afraid I've already been hired, miss. And she paid me a little extra to stop anyone carrying that thing.
Damn. Good work, Georg. Get in the carriage, Lucy. You're coming with us.
And you can give us that diamond back.
Station, please, Georg. And step on it.
Mr. Simonson, are you all right?
Yes, yes. I take it Elizabeth of Bohemia and her accomplices escaped?
I'm afraid so. Did they try to take the statue as well?
Mr. Simonson, we captured one of them.
Ah, hello again.
Hello, I really, really, really do apologise for all this.
If you wish to make amends, you might start by telling us where your accomplices are heading.
They aren't my accomplices. Well, Lucy is, not the others.
So you were competing with the others to steal the diamond?
Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. And it's up to you whether you believe it. I have reason to believe that the diamond is dangerous.
Oh? What reason?
Merely the fact that it's the work of Claudio Tardelli.
Go on.
His works alter the fabric of the world around them. They have a malign influence on people.
But I've been studying them for years.
But you've had mercifully brief exposure to the genuine works. They haven't been kept on display.
True.
I'm cautiously optimistic you're believing me.
I acquired this statue of His Majesty 3 years ago. I've examined it extensively, and with reference to sketches made by Tardelli, I can confidently verify it as his work. And 10 minutes ago, I watched it walk.
Are you sure about this, Mr. Simonson?
It's moving now, actually.
Good grief.
The woman had a gun that spat light at the statue. It stopped moving.
It's a silicon-based life form. The headhunter's weapon must have scrambled its neural pathways, but it'll recover.
I don't pretend to understand what's happening here. I think you do, but are you telling me the truth about it?
I am, but then I would say that, wouldn't I?
Quite. I need to get that diamond back quickly. Are you willing to help me?
Yes.
I make no promises about what will happen then, but I will hear you out. Where do you suggest we start?
If we're lucky, they'll be using conventional means to leave the city, which means they'll be using the quickest means to do so, or rather the quickest means except for mine.
Ah, this will do nicely.
We're due to leave in 10 minutes.
Where are we going? Russia. Ever been?
No.
Well, I'm not sure you're going to. I haven't decided what to do with you yet.
Why keep me around, then?
In case the doctor catches up with us.
Are you going to kill me?
Hopefully not.
We're not evil, you know. It's just a bit of business.
What's the deal with you and her, anyway?
I work for her.
I've been meaning to take on a PA for a while.
It was well-timed. I had no job. And, oh, it turns out my whole life was fabricated anyway. I was destined to be this dreadful person, and
then... Actually, yeah, I know all about that. But why her?
I'm not going to rise to that.
I'd be dead if it wasn't for her. You left me shot up by the Cybermen outside video conferencing room 2.
I did come back, but I couldn't see you anywhere. Everybody else in that corridor was dead.
She took me up to a ship and patched me up.
I do pride myself on the standard of healthcare I offer my employees.
So, what are you doing lifting jewels? Business a bit slow, is it?
Not at all. As Karen said, this is business. Karen, have you got the key?
Here.
Thank you. Could you watch the door?
Yep.
Come on! Come on out!
Blimey, Charlie!
Who are you? Why have you summoned me out?
I'm here to offer you a job.
Who is he?
Am I still on Earth?
Yes.
Then my name is Claudio Tardelli.
Good grief.
You can be awed later. No time now.
Henrik, go to the station manager. Tell him the king's property has been stolen. He's to hold all departures.
Yes, sir.
Everyone else is to search the station and issue descriptions of the culprits.
May I sit down?
Of course.
Hang on. You were inside the diamond.
I can understand your confusion. But it is bigger on the inside than the outside.
Yeah. I get that bit. I'm not new at this, mate.
But the doctor said that you were around in the 17th century. Have you been in there all this time?
Indeed. I fashioned the diamond as an emergency bolt hole. When my situation in Florence became untenable, I used it.
You're not human, though, are you?
Indeed, no. I am from Paramore. My people exiled me here.
I'm pleased to tell you that your exile is up. You're free to leave the planet.
And you're offering me a job?
Could probably do with a bit of fun after 200-odd years in that thing. Can't be much to do in there.
Not so. The diamond is a masterpiece of compression. It contains a small, self-sustaining universe.
A universe? In there?
As I say, a small one. A little under 3 light-years across.
Wow!
I designed and ruled over it. But as a matter of fact, it does get a little dull after a while, only ever talking to people you created yourself. I was thinking of returning to reality fairly soon anyway. Incidentally, where's my guardian?
Your what?
I did not intend that I should be disturbed, so I fashioned a guardian for the diamond. When it's under threat, the guardian is supposed to respond.
Oh, that! Oh, I'm sorry, I think I shot it.
No matter. So, this job?
Oh, yes. The Emperor Vassil R.G. of Ralta wishes to employ your services as official court artists.
Ooh.
Yes. He's aware of your particular skills, and you'd receive very substantial territories. But regardless, I'm afraid you can't remain in your little universe. I'm selling it to a Russian gentleman named Yashin.
What does he want with a pocket universe?
It can be collapsed and converted to energy. A power source that'll keep him going for as long as he likes. He's keen to get ahead of his industrial competitors. Shame he's going to be murdered by his own workers in 1905 before he really sees the benefits.
What about the people in there?
I made them. I decide their fate. I shall require a share of the proceeds.
Of course.
I think they're on to us.
Not to worry. I hypnotise the driver. Any sign of trouble and he pulls away.
Thought of everything, haven't you?
I don't feel too bad. We're professionals. You're just talented amateurs.
Mr. Simonson, they've been seen getting onto that train over there.
It's pulling out. Come on.
Oh! We'll never catch us.
Oh, nonsense. Not with a top speed of 65 kilometers an hour. It'll take about 15 minutes to accelerate to that. Take my hand.
Oh. Thank you. You could have left me on the platform. Got away.
Oh, yes. Never occurred to me.
Did they make it onto the train?
Yeah. Can we telegraph ahead to the next station?
No. Communications are down.
I suspect that isn't just bad luck.
What's that?
They're on the train. The doctor and the geezer from the museum.
The doctor? Is that the doctor?
Yes, with a certain crushing inevitability it is.
I told you we should have used the ship.
You can't transport matter under this kind of pressure so close to an ion jet engine.
Oh, certainly not. The competing pressures could cause a serious fracture.
There you go. Right, be ready to shoot Lucy if they give us any trouble.
I thought you said... Sorry, babe. We don't want to, but, you know, we will.
Sorry.
My apologies.
The guard said they were in the previous carriage.
I think they got to him before we did.
Do you mind, sir?
Sorry. You mean they bribed him?
Hypnotized him, more likely. Aha!
Yes, well done, Doctor. But don't come any closer.
Hello, Lucy.
Hiya.
This is the Doctor? You looked different on the last occasion we met.
Oh, you. Yes, so I did.
Good heavens, are you...
Yep, he's Claudio Tardelli. He isn't human, and everything I told you about him is true.
Doctor, we've got to stop them. There's a whole universe in that diamond, and she wants to sell it to someone who's going to break it down for fuel.
But you're not going to stop us, because if you try, then we'll kill Lucy. You see how this works?
Is this true? There is an entire realm within the diamond?
A realm of my own making, yes.
Populated?
By people of my own making, yes.
You create life and would destroy it?
Of course he would.
What would you recommend?
The Chateau Grillet is particularly good with the beef, sir.
Yes, just a single glass, please.
What on earth?
I think there's something on the roof, sir.
I think it's time you backed off, Doctor.
What could we do?
I'll think of something.
What's that noise? Blimey, Mac! He's pointing his way through the room!
There it is. Quite well timed.
It followed us here?
Yes, homed in on the diamond.
Stand down, Guardian. I'm quite safe.
Stop me if I'm wrong. But didn't you say that thing was created to protect the diamond, not you?
It obeys me.
Let's see what it's got to say about that. What's more important to you than your creator or the diamond?
Tell him to stop this. Tell him we'll kill his friend.
I'm not the one you have to stop. Guardian, they're going to destroy everything and everyone inside the diamond. Tardelli's perfectly safe, but everything else you pledged to protect is under threat from these two.
Give me the diamond.
No.
It's too big to get down here anyway, isn't it? Oh! Shoot it like you did before.
Give me the diamond.
It's designed to learn and adapt to attacks.
Oh, marvellous.
Leg it!
Watch them! Out of my way!
Right, now! Sorry, Karen.
Grab the gun, Doctor.
Good work. Mr. Simonson, would you mind keeping them covered with this?
Yes, of course.
Come on, Lucy.
Right.
Trolley out of my way!
Miss, we are trying to serve dinner.
I say, that's my steak you are treading on.
Stop her! She's stolen the property of the king!
Good grief!
Waiter, there are bits of the roof in my wine.
Sorry, sir. I'll see what I can do.
Give me the diamond!
Damn! You're trapped! Statue one end, me the other. Get out of my way, girl, or you'll regret it. I've been trained in the defensive arts by the best in the business.
You're all mouth, you.
Ladies, please. Brawling like this is deeply unbecoming.
She's dropped the diamond, Doctor, over there.
Thank you very much.
I might have known you'd set your dog on me.
Are you calling me a dog?
Yes, why not?
Oh, you are entering a world of pain.
That's enough, Lucy.
Give me the diamond.
Oh, yes, you. Thank you for seeing it my way.
Give me
this. If you want to help the people in here, then the best way to do it is to set them free, don't you think?
Which of my paintings do you have?
I have photographic copies of them here.
I'm cold.
This is very interesting. Had I been exiled here at another time, I might have achieved my results at 10 times the speed.
Oh, yes. The old work of art in the age of mechanical reproduction, Chestnut. Would your work have had the same power had it not been crafted by you personally?
Well, I'm certain I could have.
Actually, we don't have time for the discussion. I think you should do something about your diamond.
Why? What have you done?
Your guardian and I agreed that its inhabitants should be free. So I got him to fracture it.
You didn't!
Oh, yeah. He's made of pretty stern stuff, isn't he? Literally. Anyway, it's only a matter of time before it spills out into our universe, causing a collision of matter that will certainly kill us all.
You idiot!
Well, idiot would imply I've done something stupid. But what I've actually done is forced you to perform an emergency fifth-dimensional dump, sending your little pocket universe into a gap between universes, where it'll be able to have an independent existence.
And what if he can't do that?
He can. The Guardian confirmed it. Any decent dimensional engineer has a means of dumping his experiment somewhere safe. A last resort, obviously, because once it's outside this container, it's outside his control forever. But that's exactly what I want. So it brings us back to the question of whether or not I'm an idiot.
Give it to me.
Ha ha ha.
It's of little concern to me anyway.
But if you created an entire universe, why would you want to see it destroyed?
Because I didn't want anyone else to control it. Once it no longer interested me, I didn't want it to continue.
Then you certainly aren't the man I imagined you to be.
I think the fault in that case is yours, not mine. There. It's empty. Here, a souvenir.
Thank you.
Oh, my arm! Oh.
I'll take that, thanks. Right, don't move, any of you.
What good will it do to shoot us now?
Your employer is still due to take me to my new job.
New job?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The Emperor Vassalar G of Rauta wants me to become his new court artist.
Oh, interesting.
Over there, you two, and don't follow us.
Move it. How can I open this door with my hands tied?
Out of the way, then. Hello.
Oh, no. What happened?
He forced me to release the contents of the diamond.
What? Oh, Yashin's going to have my head for this. Marvellous. Now I can't ever visit Earth between now and 1905. And I happen to like the Van der Siecle.
Well, this looks like an opportune moment to hop off. If we can get to a secluded clearing, I can summon the warp ship. Well, it was lovely to see you again. Do let me have your latest CV in case anything else opens up.
I'll open you up, giving half a chance.
You're so aggro. Come on, Michelangelo.
It's Tardelli.
Whatever.
One should never meet one's heroes.
Perhaps not. Great artists are not necessarily the best of men. The two paintings...
I stole them, I'm afraid. They're in the TARDIS.
Take them. Destroy them. I will think of something to tell His Majesty.
Actually, no. That's what I did with the others I found, and I think I was wrong. All I did was to make the remaining paintings more valuable, more desirable.
So, what will you do?
I'm going to find out how they work. See if there's a way of nullifying their effects. Perhaps they could be displayed in a context that would strip them of their power. Let people see them for what they really are. Look at that, he can break a container that holds a universe and still tap on a window without breaking it. What an extraordinary creature he is. I think you're freed from your obligations, my friend.
What now?
Do as you please.
There are legends of stone trolls in the woods around Stockholm.
There you go, you might find some company. But thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Sorry, Doctor. The headhunter got away. Karen turned up with a gun.
Yes, I thought she would. Don't worry, I think we've done enough for today.
Oh, is the big lad off then?
Yes, a better man than his creator was. I hope that's true of the others. Perhaps we should go and visit them when we get back to the TARDIS, check they're all right. Let them know they're free apart from anything else.
What about Tardelli? Shouldn't we track him down and sort him out?
I don't think that'll be necessary. He's off to work for the Emperor Vassilar G of Rauta. The Emperor's tastes are notoriously fickle. He'll get bored of Tardelli soon enough, and then, well, I've heard that when he's bored of his artists, he goes out onto his balcony and eats them in front of a crowd.
I suppose that's what you'd call conspicuous consumption.
Ha, ha, ha. Speaking of which, I could fancy a spot of dinner.
Indeed.
It's a bit breezy in the restaurant car.
Maybe we should ask them to go slowly on the way back to the city.
The Zygon Who Fell to Earth by Paul Mars.
Oh, look at this place. Fizzy water, linen tablecloths, cut crystal. I thought you said Auntie Pat didn't amount to much.
I'm just as amazed as you.
It is marvellous to see you again.
Hideous fetus like warlords from the deepest, murkiest fathoms of space.
Snooze back there.
Ow! What the hell was that?
A giant sea monster.
Of course.
We have succeeded in unleashing the bar.
I've seen this before.
Who are they?
They're called the Zygons.
Very distinguished music industry people.
Music industry?
I'm Sheridan Smith, and I play Lucy Miller, the Doctor's trusty assistant. Yeah, Grand Theft Cosmos was, we couldn't make it on the same day, me and Paul, so I came in on my own, and Nick Briggs read in all the other parts, and they just recorded my stuff, which was really strange. But Nick's so brilliant, he managed to do everyone's different voices, and I truly believed that he was all the different characters. So it was actually fine, but it was a very strange way of doing it. And obviously I missed Paul and the guys being there with me.
It's just like working with green screen, blue screen, you know. It's one of the things you get used to. You get used to playing a love scene to a hole in the air or something. You know what, folks? You'll never know. You'll just never know.
I'm Alan Barnes, and I'm the script editor for the Big Finish Doctor Who productions. Grand Theft Cosmos came about when I asked Eddie Robson to think about a heist story, because I love heist movies, and I just thought after Human Resources, you know, he can do that kind of contemporary, interesting gangland kind of mentality, and I wanted, you know, the sort of just the banter of thieves and a sort of Ocean's 11 and a kind of cool layer of stuff, and put that in a Doctor Who story, because I thought that was something which was just crying out to be done. You know, we've never done, you know, a really, really good, you know, blow the doors off, rob a bank, you know, and the Headhunter obviously was a natural thing to bring into that, you know, and the Headhunter being Eddie's creation, she had to come back. She was, you know, her story was not over.
I'm Eddie Robson, and I'm the writer of Grand Theft Cosmos. This is one of those ones where I got invited to pitch by Alan Barnes, having done a couple of episodes for the previous run. And what Alan sometimes does is he'll throw a couple of elements at me and just say, you know, you don't have to use them. If you've got another idea that doesn't have any of this in it at all, then it doesn't matter. But he said, how about doing a heist story with a kind of European feel to it? And I thought, oh, okay. So I went away with that. Now, that interested me because it wasn't something that I'd kind of thought of doing on my own. So that was actually quite interesting to have that starting point. And hopefully you kind of come up with something different, because it's, as a writer, it's very easy to unconsciously repeat yourself. And you kind of, you think you've had a brilliantly original idea, and then you go, oh, hang on, that's actually just this thing I did 2 years ago again.
I think the very first version was a kind of semi-futuristic outline. And in the process, we just started thinking, rather than doing, you know, a modern day or a futuristic Blag, wouldn't it be more fun to do a period one? Wouldn't it be more fun to do the first Great Train Robbery, which is something we did talk about as being a... And the first Great Train Robbery is a fantastic film that's been very overlooked, you know, which is sort of Sean Connery. It's quite obscure, really.
I came up with one idea, which were... well, actually, I won't go into it now because it's completely different from the original one. I sent Alan one version, and he kind of said, no, it's not really kind of grabbing me at the moment. Okay, so do you want to just drop the heist thing? He said, no, I'm really keen to do the heist thing. And I did another version. And the first version had been to do with it's a technology heist, and I set it in Stockholm, partly because I've been to Stockholm quite recently, so it's nice to set things places where you know. And yeah, Stockholm has a quite substantial electronics industry, so that kind of made sense. But then I thought, well, I'm going to just chuck everything out except Stockholm. I'm going to keep that. And I because Stockholm is kind of the city of museums and galleries and things. But I thought, okay, it's an art theft this time. And so I came up with a story that was about an art theft, which is basically the story that you've got on the disc. And the only change that happened was that it was contemporary Stockholm, which was what Alan and I had originally discussed. I did the storyline, it went round, and yeah, Barnaby Edwards suddenly came in and said, one little suggestion, why don't we set it in the 19th century instead?
Hi, I'm Barnaby Edwards, and I was the line producer and occasional director and casting director of the new Paul McGann series. Grand Theft Cosmos just sort of leapt off the page, in the same way I think that Max Warp did, because it's just so much fun, it's so exciting. We've always wanted to do a heist story, and we just thought that... The Eighth Doctor and Lucy were a great combination for that. And also we were, I think it was sort of fairly late in the day once we'd thought of this story, we thought of reintroducing the Headhunter and Karen as sort of the opposing people trying to get possession of the diamond.
And yes, it came out like that. I can't really say much more. I mean, there were things that changed on the way. I mean, I remember the actual big chase was going to take place on boats in Stockholm Harbour, and we changed to trains because we were doing so much with boats with Girl Who Never Was.
And Barnaby's amazing for coming up with little kind of historical tidbits. I don't know where he gets all this stuff from. He just suddenly said, well, actually, the first electric railway in Europe was opened in Stockholm in the late 19th century. I'm like, grief, how do you know this man? But he kept feeding me these things, and he'd say, oh, I'd go, oh, okay, okay. And I kind of, it didn't take much to kind of win me over to doing that. Because again, it was something that I hadn't thought of doing myself. And so funnily enough, it's mostly the same story, but it's set in the 1890s.
Eddie does such lovely little scenes, you know, such lovely little character-y type moments, and manages to make them crucial to the plot. Just gel them so neatly with everything that's going on, which is a really admirable trait. I like that. I like that very much. You know, when plot turns on natural character progression or natural character responses, there's all sorts of fantastic stuff that's going on where the headhunter's trying to dupe people to get inside the museum. I love all those scenes. I think they're fantastic.
And it was really sort of exciting. It read very, very well. It was nice that it was a slightly period piece. It had lots of little historical quirks like the electric railway. And I really liked that. And the funny little characters. Eddie's always great to work with. He's such a funny script writer. He writes very good comedy stuff. And it was just lovely to do a sort of Ocean's 11 story, but to make it a period one. I really like it. It's really like the first Great Train Robbery, which is one of my favourite films, Sean Connery. Love that.
If you set it further back in the past, then you don't have to worry about things like the fact that, you know, security systems these days are amazingly advanced, and you have to kind of think, oh, God, how are they going to get around this? I mean, I wouldn't know the first thing about it, whereas setting it in the past, things are less sophisticated, so you can... It makes it easier for your characters.
Yeah, the Headhunter and Karen... their story is something I think we definitely view as being something that is going on in parallel with the Doctor and Lucy's story, and will continue to intersect with in an interesting way, which is a very long-winded way of saying the story isn't over yet.
The problem with doing a heist in a 50-minute episode is that if you watch something like The Italian Job or Ocean's 11... they spend two-thirds of the movie planning the heist. They just it's them sitting around rooms and testing things and recruiting the gang. And we didn't have a big enough cast to have an 11-man team like they have in Ocean's 11. And also there just wasn't enough time to do that, and it just wouldn't have been Doctor Who-y, you know. It needs to move from the word go a bit more than that. So I kind of thought more of, bizarrely, you know, as an influence for a Doctor Who, I actually was thinking of kind of simpler heist movies like Reservoir Dogs, where it's actually a very simple heist. You know, they walk in with guns and they rob the place, but it goes wrong, and that's what's interesting. And that's where I went with that.
Well, obviously, it's lovely to have Katarina Olsen reprising her role as the Headhunter. And the really good thing about this story is, of course, that the Headhunter is a slightly different incarnation to the one that we've seen before, because she was a very much single-minded, rather nasty person, and this time she is still single-minded and still quite sort of vicious. But the exciting thing is that she's got a sidekick now in Karen, and it's much, I think they've got great comedy stuff in here now. There's really good comic badinage between Karen and the Headhunter. And of course it's great to have Karen back, Louise Fullerton, because again she was one of the standout characters from the last Eighth Doctor and Lucy series. She's very, very funny as well, and I think they make a really funny team, which we couldn't really tell, I don't think, from the first time, because it was obviously right at the end of the last series they go off together, so we didn't really have to team them up at all. So I think it was very interesting to find out in this story what they would be like as a team, and they work very, very well, because the Headhunter is obviously incredibly intelligent and Karen is less so. and they make a really good comedy caper team. And at the same time, it's really nice when you've got the character of the Eighth Doctor and Lucy, and they've got a nice little comic routine.
The other thing was that I had to think of how I was going to involve the Doctor in the heist, because it's like, well, is he trying to stop it, or is he part of it? And I kind of wasn't sure, because obviously, you know, being the heroic character, he should be trying to stop theft. But it kind of seemed more fun if he was involved, because, again, in heist movies are never really about... Well, I can't, off the top of my head, I can't think of a heist movie that's about the police trying to stop the heist, because it's always far more fun from the criminal's point of view. And having been asked to do a return appearance for the Headhunter, I initially thought of having them team up, the Doctor and the Headhunter, and reluctantly having to team up to do something. But then I thought, actually, no, I know what I'll do. It's they're both trying to get the same thing, and the Doctor's got a good reason for wanting to keep it out of the Headhunter's hands. So you've got them kind of counterplotting against each other, and and the artifact, it gets pinched, and then it kind of goes from one side to the other. It kind of made it more fun and more dynamic. To